Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. No one knew the exact age of Sergeant Sambo, but the aged Indian was coherent when interviewed in 1961 by Northern California newspapers. He said Sambo was his father's name, and Sergeant came from a soldier, but his Indian name was Ah-Ki-Ah-Humpy. Believed to be around 110 years old when he died in 1963, Sergeant Sambo was one of the last hereditary chiefs of the Shasta people and speaker of their Kikutsik language. He recalled jumping as a boy into the freezing Shasta River and warming up in a nearby sweat house. He said that when he saw an airplane for the first time, like a roaring big eagle with spread feathers, "I was so excited I could not work all day." Sergeant Sambo became a ranch hand and later a cook at the Hornbrook Hotel. He said his one regret was killing two cousins seeking revenge from his father. One survived, only to be killed later by his grandmother. She taught Sergeant Sambo ancient stories and traditions. He became an Indian doctor who predicted the weather and the future. His biography file at the Siskiyou County Museum lists Indian superstition as his religion. Today's episode of As It was written by Lisa Gioia, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.